This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 391, down a quarter. July corn, 399, down a quarter. September corn, 406 and a half, down a quarter. May soybeans, 967 and a quarter, down 7 and a quarter. July soybeans, 972 and a quarter, down 6 and a half. August soybeans, 971 and a quarter, down 6 and a half. May wheat, 507 and three quarters, up 8 and a half. July wheat, 512, up 7 and a quarter. September wheat, 521, up 6 and three quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon. Today, wheat futures drew strength from the threat of cold temperatures for the Plain States over the weekend. And in northern and western Illinois on Friday, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 367 to 381, while soybean bids were mostly 7 cents lower at 937 to 962. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady at 366 to 385, and soybean bids were down 5 to 7 cents at 946 to 968. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady at 375 to 392, soybean bids down 4 to 8 cents at 953 to 972, and the wheat bids today mostly 7 to 9 higher at 421 to 471. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 7 cents lower at 970 to 984. Basis steady on Friday, ranging from 3 to 17 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $341.40 to $351.40 per ton. That's down $1, with basis steady ranging from 20 to 30 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids steady to 2 cents higher at 386 to 399, with basis steady to 2 cents better at 5 under to 8 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids steady to a penny lower at 382 to 389. Basis also steady to a penny lower, ranging from 9 under to 2 under the May. Soybeans down 6 to 7 cents at 969 to 980, with basis steady to a penny higher at 2 to 13 over the May. And new crop wheat prices on Friday gained 7 cents at 494 to 507, with basis steady ranging from 18 under to 5 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids steady at 402 to 403. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices 7 to 8 cents, with quotations at 994 to 995. Soft red winter wheat up 8 to 9 cents at 507 to 508, while Milo ended steady to a penny lower at 446 to 457. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealers bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 371 up to 385. New crop soybean bids range from 894 to 916. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 370 up to 385. New crop soybean bids 909 to 928. And in southern Illinois on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 373 to 387. New crop soybean bids 894 to 921. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they ranged from 474 up to $5 even. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 162.70, up $1.02. June live cattle, 152.95, up 95 cents. August live cattle, 150, up 95 cents. April feeder cattle, 219.40, up $2.17. May feeder cattle, 218.02, up $2.25. August feeder cattle, 219.17, up $1.97. April lean hogs, 61.10, up 12 cents. May lean hogs, 68.20, up 17 cents. June lean hogs, 74.95, down 20 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 27th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 68 cents lower in the range of 49 to 57, with the weighted average carcass price of 55.28. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 32 to 36, 4 to 5 weights 34 to 38, 5 to 6 weights 36 to 41, and 6 weights and up 37 to 43. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from 32 to 39. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 14,848 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 289 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 160 to 165. Select and choice were 154 to 157.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 144.50 to 149. And choice slaughter heifers were 159 to 164.25. Now moving on to Carthage, they had a special feeder cattle sale with receipts of 1,905 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 306 to 319. Five weights were 256 to 303. Six weights were bringing 230 to 272. And seven weights 196 to 247. On to feeder heifers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 252 to 277. Five weights 218 to 245. Six weights 210 to 241. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 162 to 166, and on a dress basis 260 to 263. Heifers on a live basis were 163 to 166, and on a dress basis 262 to 263. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 346 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $65.35, and that was $1.90 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $250.80, that was 13 cents higher, with select carcasses at $246.71, that was 25 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 95,000, that compared to 83,000 last week and 110,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 422,000, that compared to 415,000 last week and 361,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. When people think about thoroughbreds, they often imagine these athletic horses barreling down a racetrack to the delight of spectators rooting on their favorite to win. What people generally don't think about is the life of a thoroughbred off the racetrack. Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds is a local group looking to get people thinking more about a thoroughbred's use outside of racing. Group founder, Holly Steinmeier.
It is a group of people who either own thoroughbreds or are just fans of them, and we are trying to help make the transition from racehorse to whatever their second career might be a little bit easier.
Steinmeier and her husband have close ties to the thoroughbred breed and have been racing them for years. These ties to the breed is what led them to start Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds.
My husband and I breed them and train them and race them, and we felt like it was important to give back to them by making sure that the thoroughbreds have some better options. And we're hoping to make more people think, oh, I think I'd like to consider a thoroughbred. And they can be good trail horses, show horses, just all-around pleasure horses, they can pretty much do anything because, after all, they are bred, and they've been bred for centuries to be athletes, and they are pretty amazing creatures.
Steinmeier makes it clear they're not a horse rescue operation. Their goal is to display what a versatile breed the thoroughbred is to encourage people to seek out and adopt or purchase a horse who either can't race anymore or was never suited for the track. Part of how Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds helps showcase what great horses thoroughbreds can be off the track is by sponsoring show awards specifically for the breed.
Well, we have a series of horse shows throughout the season. Basically, they run from April through October, and most of them thus far have been hunter jumper, dressage shows, some horse trials, but if there's interest in more Western or open shows or even the Western dressage, we are open to giving our awards at those shows. So you just take a regular old horse show, and the thoroughbred that competes at that show and ends up with the most points, so whoever has the most blue ribbons, or if they don't win a single class, but they, like if there's one thoroughbred there and it gets one sixth-place ribbon, it's the High Point thoroughbred, and it wins $50 in cash, a really beautiful hand-painted trophy plate, and really, really big, nice ribbon, and then reserve gets a big reserve ribbon and $10 in cash.
One of the awards the group gives out is the Super Award. This year, they're changing up the qualifications needed to be eligible for the prize.
Last year was the first year we did the Super Award, and it is a $1,000 cash award, and it's given to a thoroughbred and that thoroughbred's rider. And the stipulation is that the Super Award is only open to thoroughbreds that have raced at Fairmount Park. This year's 2015 Super Award is open to thoroughbreds that raced at Fairmount in 2012, 2013, or 2014. So that opens up quite a few more horses. Last year's Super Award was only for horses that had raced the previous year.
With spring officially here, show season is on its way. Steinmeier went over information on the first show a Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds Award will be presented at.
The first show of this season that will have Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds Awards is an all-thoroughbred show in Caseyville, and that is on April 18th, and it's having a civilized start at 10 in the morning, which is kind of nice. It's at East Lake Farm, and then I really want people to put on their calendars October 18th, the date of our Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds all-thoroughbred show. We can use people to help work. We want people to bring their thoroughbreds out. We're going to have some demonstrations, and we'd love for people to come watch.
For more information on the Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds group or for a calendar of their shows, Steinmeier gave the following resources.
We have a website, which is thtillinois.com. We also have Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds page on Facebook. And I think my number is often available in different newspapers like the Illinois Horse Network.
Again, that was Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds founder Holly Steinmeier. The Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds website once more is thtillinois.com. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.